Members of the state Senate are demanding to know what Maryland is doing to ensure an equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. The lawmakers raised their concerns at a weekly hearing with acting state health secretary Dennis Schrader. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Lawmakers once again pressed acting state health secretary Dennis Schrader to resolve continued inequities in the vaccine distribution process. A mass vaccination site is now open at Six Flags in Prince George's County. The predominantly black jurisdiction continues to have the lowest vaccination rate in the state. Just over 5% of its population has received first doses, and about 1.6% has received second doses. As he did at last week's hearing, Schrader blamed vaccine hesitancy by the county's residents as a major factor.
And so I think we still have tremendous work to do, which we need more people from the community who are standing up and saying that we need this vaccine.
That explanation wasn't good enough for Senator Jim Rosapep, a Democrat who represents Prince George's and Anne Arundel County.
I don't get it. There are many Prince Georgians who want to get vaccines. And to say that, well, nobody in Prince George wants to get a vaccine, therefore they're all coming from other places, doesn't pass the laugh test. What is the problem?
During the call, Rosapep said he'd just gotten a text from a frustrated constituent who'd signed up for vaccines at multiple sites.
All these different places, they've heard nothing from nobody. You understand why that's the case?
Schrader did not answer that question. Rosapep also asked what the state was doing for residents who are in rural areas or do not have internet access. Schrader said those residents should call 211.
If they're in a particular area and there are two locations nearby, they're going to give them the two locations nearby.
That drew another question from Rosapep.
And you're confident that the people at the two locations will speak multiple languages and therefore will be able to help people who don't speak English?
Schrader said he wasn't sure. Senator Clarence Lamb, a Democrat representing parts of Baltimore and Howard counties, demanded to know when the state would release information on how many vaccines were going to each county. Lamb said there was no way of ensuring vaccine distribution was equitable until they had that data.
And I've asked for this information, and it seems like others have asked for this information as well, but this information is not forthcoming.
Schrader said they are hoping to get information on distribution to all counties by the end of this week. Senator Mary Washington, a Democrat representing Baltimore City, questioned what the state was doing to ensure vaccines were going into the right arms. In response to Washington's concerns, Schrader said he trusted local health departments and providers were doing their job.
We don't believe that we have to look over their shoulder to make sure they're doing what we're asking them to do.
Washington then questioned why Maryland has been slower than some states with similar demographics to get vaccines into the arms of more vulnerable communities, like Black and low-income residents.
I'm looking at D.C. and I look at Virginia. They're doing much better.
Schrader pushed back against Washington's concerns.
Well, I would respectfully say that we're doing a pretty darn good job. We now are close to 90% of first shots. The numbers speak for themselves that we are getting people vaccinated every day.
Still, Maryland has been behind the majority of states in getting doses into arms. Washington pushed Schrader to look into other state strategies, stressing ongoing inequities in distribution. Senators continued to push for a single centralized website for vaccine appointments. Schrader reiterated that the state would not be creating that site. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.